One of the traumas of this financial meltdown has been opening your 401k and looking at the shrinking balance as investments begin to shrink along with everything else in the world that's investment grade. Companies with pensions and pension liabilities are also opening their statements and seeing that their assets have shrunk. In fact, it's estimated that pensions have shrunk by $250 billion, and it means that companies theoretically need to put up more money to cover their pension liabilities to workers who are about to retire or who are retired. Joining us to talk about a change in the rules that may benefit companies but make pensions more vulnerable is Mary Williams Walsh, who's a New York Times reporter, joining us from New York. Mary, thanks for being a part of the show.
Good morning.
Explain to me what rule it is that companies are looking to change and how it affects the vulnerability or strength of pensions in America.
Yeah, it's a rule that dates all the way back to the 1970s, and it's called ERISA. It's a federal law, and it says basically if you operate a pension fund as a company, you have to put money behind the benefits you've promised. You're not supposed to just promise and promise and never fund the pensions. And so it was just amended 2 years ago because there'd been a lot of bankruptcies, and it was clear that there were loopholes in the law before, and so they were trying to tighten up the loopholes. But now everybody's had all these losses, and so they're saying, well, sorry, but we don't have the money right now. We can't make next year's contributions, and can you give us a little bit of relief on this?
And the issue is jobs on both sides of the equation. Companies saying that if they have to put up cash, you know, cash that they don't necessarily have, to back pensions, they can't use it for operations, which means they may have to lay off workers or close down facilities. On the other hand, if they don't put up the money, the pension liabilities are maybe at risk, and that people who think they have a pension don't at all. How do you think, I mean, first of all, how much money is at stake here, and how will changing the rules shuttle the balance sheet?
The idea was basically, well, first let me say there's a guarantor in the United States for pensions. This kind of a benefit is guaranteed by the federal government, just the way a bank deposit would be guaranteed by the FDIC. There's an entity like that to cover pensions. And so what you don't want to do is let that thing, you know, just like we don't want the FDIC to get into trouble because it's a very important thing, we don't want the pension guarantor to not get enough money either. So if you're not funding your pension, you're sort of compromising that federal program. And it's a very important federal program to lots and lots of people.
But that federal guarantor, I mean, we've already seen the airlines basically dumping their pensions into that federal guarantor. How exposed is that guarantor to more such bankruptcies if companies are allowed to lower the amount of reserve money they have to put up to cover pension liabilities?
Yeah, that's exactly the problem. It was not set up to, like, absorb huge $10 billion losses all in one time. That's what it happened with United Airlines. It went bankrupt, and then just one company can end up, you know, throwing all of these obligations onto the federal government. And the guarantor, I mean, it's like an insurance company. It's like a pooled thing where it doesn't cover, everybody knows every pension fund isn't going to melt down, but you have to have enough money on hand for the ones that do.
Well, let's talk about, in the last minute that we have here, about pensioners. I mean, they're waking up this morning. It appears, according to your article, that Congress is actually sympathetic to this change in the rules. Should pensioners worry today?
You should. Your pension fund can't really fail unless your company goes bankrupt in the first place. And so if you have a nice, strong company with a good credit rating and, you know, it can still fund your plan, you don't have to worry. If you are an auto worker, you know, and your company is sort of teetering and asking for a bailout anyway, those are the kinds of companies where it goes into the federal guarantor, and it can sometimes happen very, very fast.
And in fact, it's all about showing your cards. A lot of these companies, we don't know the bad news until they lay the cards on the table. Mary Williams Walsh, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mary Williams Walsh has a piece on changing rules for pensions and pension companies that hold pensions in the New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.